Does your computer sound like this? Well, imagine if it sounded like this.
Welcome to the MIDI Music Adventure Show. This is Andrew, and I am about to join on Team Talk with Arfie, Quinn, and Sean. Hello.
Hello, we're here.
Yes, so today we're going to finish Brutal Legend, I think, and then we'll see what else we decide to do.
Yeah, that's right, guys. I'm not a ghost. I'm actually back for this week. I'm off from class. So, yeah, it's good to be back again after quite a few weeks out.
So let's get this going and start this guy up.
Double fight!
Oh man, I like that. Oh my god!
Hey Andrew, okay. One day you should do a chiptune version of Monkey Island, like a faux chiptune.
I'm sure somebody must have done that already.
Yeah.
Alright. So, here we go. Let's see what we got here. Loading! So now we had just won a big battle by this sea of black tears or whatever.
Yep.
Will you die like the other men, Daddy?
I hope not. My ass is getting sunburned.
Shh. Oh, that's right.
The big boss.
No, this is something else, but because I was doing a couple of side things, but I thought I stopped before it would save this one. Oh, it's too bad. Right now, I'm looking at a family of bats, and it's Ozzy Osbourne and his family.
Oh god!
And their cave is like overrun with monsters, so we're going in to go snuff them out.
That's alright.
It was a funny little cutscene where he's talking to you. So I'm sorry we missed that, but yeah, I guess it saved. Like, it must have saved as soon as it started, because, like, I just quit the, Alright, there's a flying thing coming at me. Die! Shit. Yes, that's what you get is right.
Your attention, please!
Let's see, if I call some animals to help me in here... We're walking into this cave. Looks like it's overrun with weird monsters and candles and stuff. Flying things. I don't know.
Sounds a bit spooky.
Yeah.
Like dime monsters.
Yeah.
Super effective.
Like that. Whoa. Ah, what the hell is that thing? You're not my friend! Run! Oh, there's like a... What the hell? It's like a big, It's kind of like the fire-breathing monster things, but not quite. Oh, he's hurting me. Oh, my God. Oh, he's kicking my ass. Oh, jeez. We have to run. I don't want to die. Oh, my God, he's fast.
Oh, man.
Man, this isn't going well at all. Well, oh, we died.
You're dead.
His head got thrown out the cave.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Right. Will he die like the other men died?
I hope not. My ass is getting sunburned.
Shh. Try again.
Wait a minute. Is the freaking audio reversed? I'll have to pay attention to that. It doesn't matter to the radio, I guess. It just matters to me when I'm fighting stuff. Sometimes, I don't know why, sometimes the HDMI, the audio, stereo gets reversed. I don't know why. I know, it's correct, though. It's correct, because I just heard...
Sometimes they do it in some of the parts of the game just for that. Some games just for that.
No, it's a bug. It's nothing. It's fucked up. I'm not. Oh. It's not even an argument point. It does this sometimes. It's really annoying. Oh. I don't know why. All right. So the problem is, I was fighting these two flying things as well as the big monster that appeared. I'm trying to get the flying things to be killed before the monster comes out. Die! Oh, you bastard! Oh, I just discovered a new maneuver. Alright.
Another one dead?
Yeah.
What a fun way to end Easter Sunday. Kill lots of monsters.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Easter Monday for me.
Alright.
Big behemoth appears. Now his face off.
I'm sorry, was that a bit too intense?
Aha! I think I can block him. Oh yeah, I killed him! Alright!
Yeah!
I figured out how to block his stupid attack.
Ooh! Look at all that blood!
Yay!
Yay!
So handy to have a man around sometimes.
I heard that. Hey, thanks for saving our home. Sorry I took a shit on your head before.
What? When?
Never mind.
Okay.
God, that was a cracker.
Alright, let's see, which way do we need to go? Alright, I think I can take this shortcut. Alright. Alright, so I'm driving back to the next mission area. Someone stole the starlight from the
backside of your head. Good song.
I think so.
There's a lot of good songs.
I'm going the wrong way, I think. Why the heck is that thing over there? Well, I need to turn around. Oh, wait, I found a little dragon statue. I can save it.
Yay!
Whoa, just one.
So the problem with this area that I'm in is it's like really foggy, and I can't see like the indicator of the correct direction without glancing at the map over and over. I think I'm going the right way. What's this? Let's see, do I already have this? Another solo. Let's see if we have this one already.
Maybe anyway.
Well, I hope it's a good one.
Let's see. Anvil of Burden. Lock an enemy avatar in place, slowing their movement and preventing them from taking flight. Ah, that is a new one.
That ought to come in handy.
All right. Wow, so now I have every, like, guitar solo move.
Oh, nice.
So that's pretty sweet. I got... Let's see. Light of Dawn. Invoke the searing sky of Ironhead. All enemy buffs and debuffs are rendered ineffective while the sky burns. That sounds useful. Alright. Why'd the music stop? Alright. Now. Gotta keep moving. Okay. Ugh. This place is annoying to drive. It's like a big freaking maze. Oh, another dragon guy. Save the little dragon statue.
I want to go up there and end this myself. But I just feel like I don't have the stomach for it anymore.
Some people can run on vengeance forever, but not you. You're a leader. A hero. Just like Lars.
And you?
I'm not going up there for vengeance.
What are you going up there for?
I'm just cleaning up a mess.
All right. End this. Now or later?
Now.
All right.
Now.
Yep. That's my job.
Bye, Eddie.
How do we stop this, Ophelia?
One of us has to die.
Okay. I nominate the person who sold us out to the demons.
You're right. Better you than me.
Please, do not stop.
Uh-oh.
You two have been having such an entertaining war.
I see you called in your boyfriend for help. Eh, Sikoria?
No, wait. Sikoria?
Sikoria? this girl, this sad human girl. Oh, you think she is the grand demon witch, the white-winged death? This soggy puppet couldn't hold a candle to Emperor Sakoria. The Emperor was our most fierce, our most bloodthirsty warrior. Oh, I'll admit I was pleased when she left our time, her throne unattended. But when she did not return, I mourned for her. I thought she had failed.
What are you talking about? She did fail. My father killed her, right? She's never coming back.
That's not exactly what your father did to
her. That's Tim Curry, isn't it?
The road can be a lonely place, don't you think? No, she succeeded in sending us a great wealth of secrets, not from the future, but from our past, through the vessel of her own child. Thank you, son of Sakoria, for completing your mother's mission, for teaching us the secrets of the Titans, and ensuring our rule over this land forever.
But you said...
That I smelled her blood in the temple. I did, just as I can smell it now. Coursing through your veins.
Oh, shit, he's a demon.
No way.
Imagine my relief when I found out it was just you and not Sakoria back to fight me for the throne. Why are you acting so surprised? You're wearing her shirt. You're wielding her axe. Now, we may finally crush this Black Tear rebellion forever. Starting like we did the last time. By tearing out its heart.
Huh. Oh, well, I guess she's dead.
Ophelia!
She turned to goo. And, like, melted away.
Yikes.
And he opened his chest and put her heart in next to his heart.
Whoa. That was nothing compared to what you did to her.
He does not look happy.
You made her into a little monster. Now let me show you how to make a big one.
Uh-oh. He's got a guitar with four necks. And Eddie is running away across that bridge. And there's some big black goo monster coming out of the ground. Oh, it's like a big black skull. And, with chains and... two extra heads, just for fun.
Yeah. My God.
Okay. I'm gonna kill it.
How'd it go?
What the hell are those things? It's got like giant, it's got like big freaking like it's shooting like needles, like hypodermic needles on the ground. Giant ones. Alright, well, this monster's coming out of the ground now. What the hell is happening? I don't like this one bit. What the hell are those things? They're like little fly creatures.
So this weird obviously wings. The big boss battle. The big boss.
What the hell is happening? Alright. Let's see.
We need to attack the side! Bring down those heads!
Naughty. Alright. Fight! fighting a bunch of stuff. I just cast a spell that should help slow them from being able to produce, like, monsters for a bit. Is that Drow Zombie? It is.
That was pretty cool.
Frickin' Dragula in the background. Die! That's right, fly away. Pussy. Alright, I just spawned a bunch of guys.
That's enough out of you.
You dudes are with me!
Damn! What the hell is happening? I'm trapped to the ground! Oh, I see how it is.
We need to attack the side! Bring down those heads!
Casting Light of Dawn. Whoa, okay. I need to, Alright, it's time to cast the Led Zeppelin spell. Bring it in the big blimp. There, take that. I just wiped out the whole battlefield. Punks. Now I'm gonna clean these geysers.
You like that? There's more where that came from. Ironhead, over here. I love you, Thunderhog.
Typical cute.
Alright, I almost have enough fans to upgrade our stage.
Hey, what is this song? Have you ever heard it? Kick some ass!
Alright, I got all of the fan geysers that are on this side of the, area. Oh, I just melted some faces. Where is that punk? I hear him. Where the hell are these guys going? Alright. Alright, I think it's... Now what I have to do is,
Show's over that way.
I gotta drive up around this big area and actually, like, kill this big monster with my car, it looks like.
Move it!
But right now, I'm just trying to make sure I got a formidable enough army so that I don't have to, like, come back and fight on the battlefield.
I'll be back in one moment.
Alright.
You need to attack the side! Bring down those heads!
Let's see, I need to set... So I'm driving up this ramp, up to this thing here, and I think the idea is that I'm going to drive right into its face. Let's see.
Huh.
Oh, but it's not, like, looking this way. So that didn't work. I kind of just crashed. All right. So what am I missing here? Remember what I need to do.
We need to attack the side. Bring down those heads.
To make this thing. There we go. All right. One of them is now. Okay. They attacked one of the things, and now it's like temporary stunned, looking down at this big ramp. So now I can drive into it.
What's right. This? Get up, you.
We fought.
All right.
Eddie, we killed one of the heads.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure it's dead.
Alright, here we go. Alright, I'm driving up to this thing this time. It's gonna work this time. Here we go. Alright. Almost up to the top. Alright, yeah, right in the eye. Take that. That takes care of that thing.
That one was for Ophelia!
And he flipped him
off. You know, I'm glad now that your mother refused my advances all those years ago. Because at least I know you're not my son. There aren't many who can say that.
These souls will be much happier with us.
Some walkers out here now. Oh, and some other bigger vehicles that I gotta fight. Die! Oh no! He's killing my merch booth! Get the hell out of here! And my car! Get off of there!
Beautiful.
sorry about that. Switching machines.
Oh, no.
Fight these stupid little flea creatures. Die! Get away from my merch boots.
Demon, I will mess you up.
Oh my god.
Not enough fame.
My army's getting hurt here.
Yeah, that's the classic Tim Curry laugh right there.
What was that? You want me to turn it up? No. Gross, disgusting you.
Yeah, take that.
Follow me.
Down below.
Yep. Bam. Go get him. Annihilate.
Yay.
Get behind me and look alert. Eviscerate!
Now get off of my stage. Ah, this is tough.
Super!
Ugh, I lost the mercy. Damn it. Alright, here we go. Let's get the merch booth back.
Really let the fans down on that.
Oh, damn it! In combat again.
Everything in that general direction must die! Sure. No problem. I see some demons. Ass kickers unite!
Sorry if I messed up the batting order.
my voice, come here. Much better.
Hello.
Alright, I finally got my fan boost back.
You guys are my personal honor guard, okay?
Go.
I lost the other fan boost, of course. I got the fan boots back. I need to have them attack that second creature now.
The light marks the spot. Go!
Toward the light!
This is it. I'm going for it anyway.
Okay, down again.
Summon as much army as I can.
I thought you were the smart one.
Okay, let me go finish it off.
Let's see, where is that thing?
Oh, it's been about you and me, man.
It must be this one. All right, let's go. Here we go. This is it.
Yeah, woo!
This one's for all the glory. Hit the nitro and attack! Alright.
Yeah.
There you go. That's the second head of that thing. Oh, it looks like it hurts him too
that
somehow.
One was large.
Oh yeah, he flips him off twice now.
Give it up. Whatever victories your demon blood grants you will soon be unraveled by your human weakness. Come and see me when you grow a pair as big as your mother's.
Ooh.
Good lord.
Hope he's talking about horns.
Wiped out again.
Need more fans.
My suffering so that I can die.
not good.
My whole army apparently has been completely obliterated. That's nice. But I still have my merch.
Oh, man, I hate it.
Stick with me if you want to live.
Oh, God damn it, I lost one. Die!
My voice, come here.
Check.
Check.
Alright, I think I've saved my army.
You know, I don't think I'm here after I think this.
Alright. Cutscene. There we go. Alright, we drove through this thing. Now we're in wherever the heck we are now. What is this? What's this guy's? He tied himself up.
Son of Sakoria, suckled by the dry teat of man. You are half so many things, I doubt any part of you is whole. Is there even a word for a creature such as you?
Yeah, I'm a roadie. I keep the trash off the stage.
Well, I'm dead. Well, that's that. Brutal defeat. Okay. This is insanely, ridiculously difficult. I don't know how the hell I'm supposed to even fucking do this.
You only make me strong.
Bet you wish you wore a bib, because now you got face all over your shirt.
Weaklings!
Enough out of you.
Do you know how long it took to get that creature?
Demon, I will mess you up.
That's
enough out of you.
Pitiful beings. That's the spirit. Weaklings.
All right, I think I got this fight down now.
I will.
Oh, shit. Maybe not.
Freaking bondage-loving pervert.
There's like freaking things that are just pushing me around the fucking room now.
Me.
This is really annoying. I've literally just been thrown in a corner and I can't get out. I just got knocked to the ground. This is stupid. Fucking die.
She's too hot. Gotta wait for her to cool down.
What is
so basically, I gotta just survive fighting all these minions he keeps spawning and try and hit him with a guitar move from a distance every once in a while.
Oh, that felt good. You
That was one of my children. Skin you alive for that.
Is that mine?
Save the Emperor!
Now there's giant arms coming in from the sides of the friggin' room. So I gotta try and stay in the middle now.
Do not cling to me.
Oh, I just cut his head off! Ha! Well, take that.
Decapitation!
Very nice.
Ah, his head flew off the screen. Oh, that's pretty funny. It's like slow motion.
That sounds oddly reminiscent of the monsters from Serious Sam.
Yeah. And now he's ripping out his heart. And he threw it away. And he took what was Ophelia's heart, and it just turned to dust, leaving the necklace that he gave her. Now this big monster's head, which is what we've been fighting in, is collapsing into this black tear sea stuff, and it looks like we're sinking down. It's like grabbing him, but he knocked like this tentacle off. He's swimming down now to like Ophelia's body. It's down there.
I knew that wasn't the real you.
Ah. He's putting the necklace on her and trying to drag her to the surface. Now there's things trying to grab him.
No.
But he drags her to the surface. She's starting to wake up, but he's getting dragged down to the bottom now. Uh-oh. Oh! She grabbed him. Now everyone's swimming to the surface, I guess. Hooray!
End
game. Oh, and they're making out.
Yay.
End game.
And the camera's panning away and fading to black. Okay. Oh, what's this? Cutscene at the end?
Tonight, we are here to celebrate a great man, a true hero, who fought by our side, who led us to freedom, who believed in us when no one else did. A man who should never be, who will never be forgotten.
It's Lars! Remember him? He died a while ago. Oh, look.
When Lars Halford fell, the cause
it's Rob
lost.
Halford.
It survived. Because there was another great warrior in our midst. let us not forget the sacrifice and bravery of Leta Halford, everybody.
My brother saw goodness in people, even in people for whom I had nothing but suspicion. Now I hope that we can stand together. I hope we can all stand together for the honor of Bladehenge, for the freedom of its people, and for the glory of its metal!
Nice.
Yay! Now, panning over to our hero, putting wires away.
Hey, man. You're missing the party.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm more comfortable back here.
Yeah. Oh, here. I got something for you.
Aw, Mangus, you didn't have to get me. Hey, wait. This is my tour book.
Yeah, I swiped it.
And it seems you wrote on it.
Well, I wanted to leave you a little note, and then some of the other guys wanted to sign it for you.
It's got, like, stuff all written all over it. It's funny.
Don't forget about us, man.
Dudes, I'm not going away. I just got a couple errands to run. I'll be right back.
You better. I'm not doing the loadout by myself.
You don't have to do the loadout at all. We're staying here for good.
The tour's over?
Yeah, man. Tour's over. We're home now. A good roadie knows his whole job is to make someone else look good. Keep someone else safe. Help someone else do what they were put here to do. A good roadie stays out of the spotlight. If he's doing his job right, you don't even know he's there. Once in a while, he might step on stage just to fix a problem, to set something right. But then before you even realize he was there, or what he did, he's gone.
And that's the end.
Yay. We won the day again.
Yeah.
Not bad at all.
But true evil will return in some other form, because true evil can never be truly destroyed.
Yeah.
As we know.
So that was Brutal Legend. That was fun. So now, the question is what to do next. And for the rest of the evening.
I would suggest fun with the new Duke Nukem related releases, but that's subjective.
Well, let's see. Well, I guess we could take a poll. I was thinking of starting the Runaway games. They're pretty cool. They're very verbose, which
is
good.
What
is the
Runaway game?
It's an adventure game.
Okay.
And yeah, adventure game. Cool. Yep, I'm up for that. Because that sounds cool.
I'm always up for new stuff.
Or I could, play a little bit of, Bioshock Infinite. If anyone wanted to listen to that.
No, the Runaway games is fine.
What do the listeners think? Write us, TBRN Live for A, and live at TBRN.net for missing
or the phone.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be an annoyance. You guys can hear me okay, can't you?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Oh, what happened? Oh. I exited the credits. Oh.
All right. Now that that business is over, just a couple other loose ends I'd like to tie up.
Ah. Okay. So now it's like it's loaded me back in to do like all the other side quests and things that I want. Because we have a lot of stuff to do.
Oh, well.
But here, I think we'll close the game with, okay, let me see, where am I exactly? Let's look at the map. I need to go... I want to go to here-ish, I think. No, here is where I want to go. Can I place a navigation beacon where I want, though? That would be nice. Oh, okay, I gotta place it on, like, a mission. Well, that's close enough to where I want to go. Let's see, what mission is that anyway? Break the hunter's kill record. Let's see, where is that? Here we go. Let's head this way, and then just do one more thing for fun, and then we'll end the game. Ah, I'm falling down a hole. Oh, that's not where I wanted to go. Right.
I'll definitely have to catch up on the archives of this game and, you know, listen to the full story.
Yes, it was quite good.
Yes, it was.
You like giving me a lift?
I'll be back shortly. I'm going to get food.
All right.
So I don't stay on the channel though, so.
I thought that this was the spot where. Oh shit! I fell. All right. Well, I've had enough. All right. Save and quit. All right. So let's open up. What the hell is that? Somebody needs to PTT. Arfie!
What?
I'm gonna move him to another channel. Oh, that was kind of funny. Alright, so I guess we'll open up Runaway then. So, let's do that. I don't know, though. Like, do it... Because I don't really like... really starting like a new game in between a show.
It does present an interesting conundrum for timing, doesn't it?
But we do have a
we can muck around next time I guess with it, but you know, we can just continue playing it and then
continue playing what?
Well, I don't mind starting Runaways and then we can continue with it next time.
Yeah,
we
I guess
about
so.
An hour or so.
Well, let's just start. It's fun. Let's see. Video card setup. Do I need to do anything? No. Okay. Alright. Start this up. Oops. Alright. Angelo Studios.
Hello, my name's Brian. I'm here to tell you about something that happened to me a few weeks ago. But first a question. Isn't it truly amazing that your life can be turned upside down in just 1/10 of a second? It can. And soon, you'll find out why. Let's not bore you with a lot of details about my life. I'll cut to the chase. I was born in New York 23 years ago, and growing up, I was always somewhat of a child prodigy. I studied at Columbia and finished my physics degree with honors last year. During the summer, I arranged interviews with several universities, hoping I'd get into a decent PhD program. And in the end, I was chosen by the best. Professor Silva at Berkeley offered me the chance to do my doctoral studies at the Applied Physics Department he runs there. It was a dream come true. I packed my bags and got ready to move to California. I was ready to drive from coast to coast without stopping. I had no idea of the events that would take place within just a few days. About the mess I was going to get in. Strange people about to cross my path. The hundreds of dangers lurking behind every corner. Yes, it's quite an adventure. Let's go back to the beginning. As I told you, my old car and I were ready to go to California. I decided to take off at night and get a few miles behind me before dawn. I said goodbye to my parents, my sister, and my dog, and I got behind the wheel. That's when I remembered I forgot to pick up a book I'd ordered at a bookshop downtown in Manhattan. Luckily, it was one of those bookstores that stays open 24/7, so I decided to grab the book on the way. I could have asked them to mail it to me once I got to California, but no, I decided to go to Manhattan.
You were saying this was verbose?
Yes.
That one detour changed my life.
I don't know why it's so low, though. On the outskirts of New York City. It's like just panning across like a town in the suburbs. Focus Home Interactive and Pendulo Studios presents guy walking down the steps to his car with a briefcase. Putting briefcase in car with efficiency. Closing the trunk. Driving the car away to music starting. Liar, oh liar. Runaway, a road adventure.
Sounds pretty good.
It is pretty good. It's like panning around like a city skyscape. And like opening credits deal going on. Showing like concept art and stuff, it's pretty cool.
Huh.
There's a girl running out of a building. She's running into an alleyway. There's a guy chasing her. Looks like two guys. They look like thugs. Ah! She got hit by a car.
Oh my god!
Stay away.
Oh, wouldn't you know it's our other guy.
She's unconscious. I'm taking her to the hospital.
We'll take care of her in the hospital.
Maybe that moron did the dirty work for us and she's already dead.
Maybe. You better make sure.
I don't know why their speech is so quiet. It's really annoying me.
Yeah, I noticed that.
I'm getting angry, actually. Maybe there's a setting I can fix. I don't know.
It did. I'm telling you.
What did?
On the way to the bookshop, I hit that girl with my car.
Great!
I was scared stiff. She suddenly ran out in front of me. There was no way to stop. Luckily for both of us, she wasn't that badly hurt.
Good lord, this is overacted.
The hospital and said she had no major injuries. She was just in shock. So they decided to keep her under observation for 24 hours.
Let's see, chapter
one.
Took
her to a room and gave her some strong medicine that put her to sleep.
Wake me.
By the way, I don't know if I mentioned
dying.
It. The girl's name was Gina. And she was amazingly beautiful.
As far as
truth
pixels
is,
go.
I had no reason to stick around. So I went to say goodbye to her and go on my way.
Please, don't leave. They want to kill me.
There, there. Calm down. It's all over now. I hit you with my car, but you're fine. You're in a hospital recovering from...
No, I'm kidding. They want me.
Yeah, I hit you with my car, but you're fine. I'm gonna get out of here as fast as possible.
I'm cracking up.
All right, you're just clipping all over the place.
I'm sorry.
Please
I'm sorry.
Stop.
I'm sorry.
Hurting my head.
I was just saying, I just found it rather amusing that...
Take your microphone out of your mouth.
It is not in my mouth, for Christ's sakes.
You said it was an emergency.
Then why is it still clipping?
Gina, kiddo, I'm in danger.
How
I've
about
into
now?
A really
that's
big
better.
Mess, and I'm afraid you're not safe either.
What's the matter, Daddy? Oh, you're frightening me.
There's no time to
Daddy.
Explain. They're right behind me. I need you to keep this crucifix, and no matter what happens,
what
don't let them find out you
he's
have it. You can't trust anybody, not even the police.
Yes.
Daddy, please, tell me what's going on.
They're
it's
here.
Really
quick,
painful
grab the crucifix,
too.
And don't let them see you with me.
It was awful. Some guys pulled my dad away and took him into the storeroom. I scrambled away just in time and got the crucifix without them seeing me. I followed them to the storeroom. They tied my dad to a chair and violently started interrogating him. These
Yikes.
Two henchmen wouldn't stop hitting him, and my heart froze when I saw who was giving the orders. The Sandretti brothers.
Not the Sandretti brothers!
How'd your dad get mixed up with those guys?
I don't know.
Oh my god!
Get him to tell you what he knows.
Oh, that sounds like a mob boss
Take
to me.
The truth out of him, if you must.
Yeah.
Speak. Where is it?
I won't say a word. Damn you! You're gonna speak now. Speak or
oh,
die.
Gosh.
You choose.
So
go to hell.
Looks like she was like in the dark in this room. They didn't know she was there, witnessing them beating and up and I guess killing this guy.
Oh, so somebody's gonna have to go back and kill the witness, huh?
Yeah.
It seems our friend doesn't want to cooperate. What a shame.
Speaking of going back and
so
killing the witness, I'd like to point out to the listeners that this show is being hosted by a guy with the
boys,
last name Luciano.
Hey!
Soft on our little hero.
Oh, that guy looks pretty beat
Did
up.
You hear that?
He's got a black and blue eye.
Hi-yah!
Oh!
What are you doing?
Didn't you hear his neck crack? You killed him, man.
Oh, that's good.
Now
she's running out.
And
it's
out through an alleyway, and when I cross the street, please don't leave me. They'll kill me.
Don't worry. Just rest for now. Go to sleep.
I like the Roland GS power cord in
his
the background.
Tranquilizers must have taken effect.
Yes.
What a story. I don't know what to think. The poor thing is probably in shock from the accident. I bet she dreamt all this.
Yeah.
But what if it's true? What if her life really is in danger?
I can't
just leave her here and forget all about it.
Sure you can.
I'd never forgive myself if something happened to her.
Yeah, you would.
Okay, that's it. I'm not leaving this hospital until I'm sure Gina's completely out of danger.
Maybe not.
How are you supposed to act in a situation like this?
Who are you talking to?
Yeah, I think I'd better do something to protect Gina.
That's what I love about
she
this.
She says want a killer show up.
He's just talking to the camera. It's to me hilarious.
I was actually going to comment that this would make a very good if this were a DVD movie, this would make a really good alternate audio track. What we're commenting on.
I know. Let's see, there's only one volume control. That was the one problem with this game, is that the levels were really bad. All right. First, let me just hit save here, just in case. TBR ran 1. We'll call the save because I don't know if this game will like me alt tabbing. Because I'm gonna just go in here and just make it louder. It's just because I don't have a choice really. So let's go. While I adjust this, which should be playing out of. Let's test this. Yeah, that should be coming from this one. So if I just put one of these guys in here, and I can make it a bit louder, and then I'll pot it down if I have to from the slider. So let's try this. All right. Okay, so let's see. We got a map.
Let's see. It's a map of this floor of the hospital. Here's the room I'm in. Here's the hall, and if I'm not mistaken, across the hall and just to the left of this room, there's a storeroom. That could be interesting.
So now, this is what you'll find pretty funny about this game, is it's I almost don't have to say anything. Like, everything you click on, everything you do, he will talk to the camera. It's pretty funny.
Out of order.
Oh my god.
Well, I'm afraid the shower is out of order. There aren't even any faucets.
It's like, I wish there was a way I could adjust the music volume. Like, it's either turn it off, or, you know, that's the one problem with this game.
Or mix it properly, yeah.
Well, there's one volume control. That's what sucks. That's the one sucky thing about this game. In the second game, it's much better. They got their act together and fixed all the levels.
They just never bothered to normalize.
Something
obviously.
Like that. But I don't want to turn the music off, so we'll just put up with it, I guess. So let's say there's an out-of-order sign above this broken shower. Here we go, medicine cabinet.
I like that Big Apple sticker. I like
it. Let's open
it. I can't. It's locked shut.
See, it's like I can talk to it. It's so, like, verbose. It's hilarious. What is that?
Back.
Ah, welcome back. Yeah, you didn't switch your sound off, so...
Oh, whoops. I thought I'd...
What is that in the background? Is that, like, a parade going on?
No, it's sport on TV.
Ah. Look at wastebasket.
It's one of those wastebaskets that opens up when you step on the lever.
Use wastebasket.
Someone threw away a marking pen.
All right.
It might still work. It's a bottle of alcohol. I may be needing this.
See, like, when I pick it up, I may be needing this. Like, it's pretty funny. Like, it's pretty good. Like, it's just like, it makes it really easy.
What can I say? It's just a toilet bowl.
Use
wow.
toilet bowl.
Nature isn't calling right now.
Oh.
And yes, I admit I'm pretty shy about doing certain things in public, okay?
Okay, so that means, what, are we here?
He
like, who is he
talking
to?
He's talking to the damn camera.
I know. It's so funny. I love it. Let's see.
Wow, this is breaking the fourth wall, isn't it? Wow.
Yeah, it just constantly does it.
She's sleeping so peacefully. I'd better just let her rest. She needs to recover from the shock.
Could you, like, switch to PTT so we don't have to listen to that game?
Crap, I know what it is. I just realized what's going on.
Because you haven't had a PTT, like, the whole time.
Okay, wow, I didn't even realize. I know what's happened.
It's alright. What's this? Looks like there's a locker over here and a bag.
I suppose that's where the patients keep their personal belongings.
Let's see.
Belongs to Gina. She was carrying it when I ran her over.
Now we should have PTT.
Alright, thank you very much.
I'll keep it until Gina wakes up. Standard hospital linens. This could be useful. This chart's empty. It contains a description of her injuries and the name of her doctor. I better not. If someone came in, they might get suspicious if they see the chart is empty. It's empty.
Whoa.
Snoozatol. One of the finest brands on the market.
Snoozatol?
Yeah.
It's cracked. Gina must have broken it when she took that sleeping pill.
Sleeping drug.
Yeah.
Help fight AIDS. Organ donors needed.
So, this is the sound of me moving the mouse over things that I can interact with.
Oh, gosh.
Let's see. Can we?
I don't have the key.
Can't open the locker. All right, let's go this way.
I don't have too much fun now.
Can we go? No, it's better if nobody knows I'm still here.
Alright, so he won't go into the hallway. What's out the window?
The city is so peaceful at this time of night. Okay, I'll try to reach the storeroom by walking along the ledge. Hope I live to tell the grandkids.
Alright, it's showing him walking across the ledge from one window to the next room.
Yikes! I better not look down.
But you're looking down right then. Alright.
I almost didn't make it. So, the map was right. This is the storeroom. Let's see what I can find in this dump.
Alright, now, this, I recall, had some serious pixel hunting, which was one of the problems in the first game. But let's
see. It's full of files, papers, and other hospital records. I think it weighs too much. It's a medical information card that's put into the charts by the beds. It's blank. There are several files inside labeled incoming and outgoing medicines from 1994 to 1998. Those files interest me. He's seen better days.
A human body, what do you call him?
Okay. But I think I'll just take his head.
A dummy thing?
Yeah.
His head's got a hole in one side so you can examine his brain.
Oh.
Whoa.
I don't know what's inside, but they give me bad vibes. It's probably better to stay away from him.
Bottles on top of a file cabinet.
The drawers are locked shut. Too bad it's empty. I don't think I'll be needing it. They contain all sorts of medical equipment. I don't need any of that. They're the pillows used in the patient's beds. I'll take them both. Well, they're big and very fluffy.
Yay.
They contain all sorts of... They contain...
Come on.
I don't need any of that.
Oh, sure you do. All right, I know there's going to be something... Aha, here we go. Spray bottle.
This could be useful.
Yeah. Let's see. And a book.
This might come in handy.
But what is it?
Wow, this is thorough. It includes a description of almost every medicine known to man. Wow, it includes...
Oh.
You won't get anywhere doing that.
Hmm.
That doesn't make sense.
All right. Let's see, what else have we got in our inventory? A wallet, car keys, order form?
After all this, I didn't get the darn book.
Oh, what is it, a piece of amber?
I found this at an archaeological dig. There's a fossilized mosquito inside.
Ay, ay, ay. I hope we're not going to travel to, like, Isla Sorna or something in this game.
It's jet black.
Why?
No, nobody gets that joke.
196 proof alcohol.
Ooh.
Let's see. A matchbox I might be able to use. They're from a bar called the Pink Iguana.
Okay.
It's jet black. It's jet black. Great. This marker's as dry as a bone. It won't work.
All right. I think...
It's not on right now. It's connected to a central heating system and can't be turned on from here.
The radiator. Did we need to interact with the radiator? All right, we're back in the other room. Let's, I think, head to the bathroom.
I can just imagine that somewhere on one of these developers' machines, there's a text file that lists the exact text that this actor had to say for all of these items.
I know, right? All right, let's see if we use...
I'll be back again.
With marker pen?
This marker's too narrow. I need a way to funnel alcohol into it. I don't know.
Damn. Alright. Oh, you can't use the sink. Can't open the medicine cabinet. What to do? This is a conundrum.
No, I don't want to burn that.
Wow. All right.
Let's see. Yes, this wig is just what I was looking for.
What?
Let's see. There's a lot of stuff in there, but for now, nothing interests me.
Oh, all that for that, huh?
Alright, we gotta figure out a way to make this marker work. But for now, let's build a body. Let's see, we've got pillows.
The pillows are perfect for the body, but you can tell the head doesn't belong to a real person.
Okay, do I have to assemble this here? Let's combine the wig with the head.
Perfect! That way no one can see the hole in his head. I don't think that's a good plan.
Okay, let's use the pillows.
Okay, if I use the pillows to look like the body, the head with the wig and a sheet to cover it all up a bit, I can make it look like a woman is sleeping here.
He'd like that very much.
That should do the trick.
All right. So now...
It sprays water in case of fire.
The fire alarm sprinkler. Oh, look, another radiator.
It's turned off this time of year.
What do I have to do to... to make this marker work? Is there anything else in here?
Let's see. That crucifix Gina's father gave her is in here.
Okay. That doesn't help me very much.
That doesn't make sense. You won't get anywhere doing that.
Damn.
I don't know. You won't get anywhere. That doesn't seem like a very good idea to me.
Damn.
This marker's too narrow. I need a way to funnel alcohol into it.
All right, there must be something back in the other room that I missed.
Yikes! I better not look down.
Thank you.
gotta be a box or something here that I'm missing. Oh, wait. I saw it. See, talk about pixel hunting. Box of syringes. There we go.
I'll grab one. It's empty.
That's fine.
I take it this is one of those boxes of syringes that in real life would be like 3 inches cube.
I don't know.
Pixel hunting, in other words.
Yeah, pretty much.
What is pixel hunting?
It means that they put an item that you need, and the area that you have to find with the cursor for it is like a pixel. So it's very hard to find.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
Now the syringe is full of alcohol.
I like that the suction sound was a person going...
I know.
Did anybody notice that just now?
I noticed.
I'll take
that puts a new life into the market.
I'll take limited production budget for 100.
I know, right? It's cheaper to get, some half decent Foley work. Let's see. Use alcohol filled marker pen with blank medical card.
Good. You can't tell the difference between this and a real chart.
Excellent.
Patient, Tony Crabb. Dr. William M. Corgan. Diagnosis, appendicitis.
All right. Let's get out of here. Let's go back into the other room.
Oh, yeah, that'll fool the medical staff for all of 30 seconds.
Well, it's not the medical staff we're worried about. It's gangsters.
Oh, that's right.
I don't like that idea.
All right, let's switch it with Gina's chart.
Good, that way nobody will know it's Gina lying in this bed.
That's magical. All right, now we'll put her chart on the dummy bed.
Perfect. That way they'll think it's Gina who's in the bed.
Let's go out the window, I guess. Oh, no,
yikes.
I think that's the wrong one.
I better
way.
Not look down.
Oops. Yeah, that's the wrong way. Let's go back over here. Let's go to the bathroom again. Cutscene! Uh-oh, look, there's a thug coming in the room. Well, you can't see it, but I can.
Aww.
Oh, they're checking. They're checking the chart.
Yes. Say goodbye to the world, you little tramp.
Hey. Gina! Hey!
Huh. She's just asleep. But those tranquilizers must have been made for elephants. Well, the important thing is, the trick worked and they shot the dummy in the other bed. So everything Gina told me was true. They actually do want to knock her off.
What are we talking to the camera?
It wasn't just her imagination.
I know.
Okay, let's calm down, Brian. Right now, they think she's dead.
Well, he is narrating the story at the very beginning, remember?
I gotta wake Gina up. Get her out of this place before they find out she's alive and well.
So it's kind of... It's a little meta. Which is a phrase I hate, but... Never really quite understood that whole business, but... Because I'm dumb, maybe, but... Alright, so I think now we gotta get out of here, so let's use the... Matches.
I don't like that idea.
I like that idea, damn it. Use flammable spray can with fire alarm.
I don't see why I would want to set off the sprinkler. That'd just get me soaking wet.
I'm back.
Oh, he's a complainer, isn't he?
Let's let's see. I think we got to read the what the hell you call these things?
I'm trying to figure out what it says about Snoozitol, the sleep medication that Gina took. It says the effects are powerful and almost immediate. The patient sleeps for hours and can only be awakened by a nice cold shower.
Wow.
I don't think I'm strong enough to lug Gina into the shower.
I bet they wish they had this in Inception.
Cold water on.
Oh.
Okay.
That way of reviving the patient seems to suggest that nanotechnology is involved.
I know, right? All right, so now I guess now he'll use this.
Good idea.
Yeah.
I could use it as a flamethrower and make the sprinkler go off. The water would finally wake Gina up.
Hey, nice.
Let's get to work. But careful, Brian. Right, don't broil your hand off.
Ow!
They set the dummy on fire.
Now you wake up. Hurry, we've got to exit. Stage left at once.
But what's going on? This water. The smoke. Fire!
I'll tell you later. Let me grab your stuff. You can change in the car. Come on, let's get to the parking lot.
All right.
Run away.
Yep. All right.
Did you get that awful killer to shoot a dummy instead of shooting me? Hey, I like your style. First you try to run me down with your cock, and then you save my life. Do you do this kind of thing very often?
No, I was just...
It's a good thing that you grabbed my purse, because otherwise we wouldn't have the crucifix my father gave me. Now, what we have to do is...
Headed for the nearest police station. This is a very serious matter, and it has to be placed in the hands of the police.
No way. Let's keep the cops out of this, okay? If the government gets caught up in this, we don't know if we can trust them.
Gina, the people that killed your father are after you now. If we go to the police, they'll make sure that...
Read my lips. No, this is too big for the police, and we can't trust them. We have to find out what this crucifix means.
Look, this all seems crazy to me. It's your problem if you decide not to turn to the police. But I'm washing my hands of the whole affair. I'm on my way to California. They're expecting me at Berkeley, and...
I can't believe this guy. You practically turned me into roadkill, and now you want to feed me to the wolves? And here I was actually starting to believe you.
But...
Forget it. It's not worth it. Oh, why would you care if my father was killed? Why does it matter to you if I'm murdered or if my whole family's destroyed?
Okay, already. Let me tell you what we're going to do. I have a friend who's an anthropologist. He works at the Museum of Archaeology and Natural History in Chicago. Since it's practically on my itinerary anyway, I'll drive you there and we can try to figure out more about that crucifix, okay?
I knew I could count on you. You're a doll. Start this baby up. We can't waste any time. Hey, do you know where my blonde wig is? I was carrying it in my purse and now I can't seem to find it.
Have you confirmed that?
Yes, Don Roberto. Gustav is at the hospital right now. He's checked up on it. I can't see how that girl escaped. Looks like the guy who ran over her is along for the ride. They left the hospital together.
Useless idiots. Have you identified this man's car?
Yes, Don Roberto. We know the model, color, and license plate number.
At least you've done something, Theodore. Meet with Gustav and be prepared. As soon as we locate the vehicle... You're gonna go after them.
Whatever you say, Don Roberto. I assure you, we won't let them ditch us again.
I hope not.
Don't worry, Roberto. Those two couldn't have gotten very far.
Escape from New York.
Carlo, you know I'm thinking something here. I'm almost glad that girl's still alive.
What do you mean? That girl witnessed what happened, and if she talks, we're in big trouble.
I know, Dad. But it's obvious she hasn't gone to the police. I wonder why.
I don't know. Maybe she's there right now.
I'll bet you $1 she won't stew on us. You know why? Because she knows something. I think our men spoke with her before that animal Gustav broke his neck. Besides, why else would she have been in the storeroom?
Yeah, you may be right, brother. In which case, we gotta make a spill the beans. See what she knows.
You're right, Carl. We'll do that. Now we gotta get out the warning to all our boys out there. Make sure everyone's on the lookout for that car.
I guess there's no other excuse for getting involved. Gina had me dazzled. I can't deny it. But what would you have done? A beautiful girl asks you for help, so what do? Kick her out of your car on some corner? I don't think so. It took us a whole day to get to Chicago because the old hunk of junk I drive is no race car. Along the way, we stopped to have some snacks and keep the car from overheating. We took turns driving so both of us could get in some shut-eye. We got to the museum pretty late, but my friend Clive knew we were on the way, so he waited up for us. Well, we made it to the museum. Let's park in the back.
The camera's showing us like this midget guy walking across the street. It looks like a troll or a goblin. It's weird.
Weird.
I don't think he's supposed to. I don't think there's any fantasy characters in this story, but... He's making a phone call.
Ricky?
What?
Hey, it's Bunchkin Bob here. I'm calling from Chicago, and guess what? I just saw that car you're looking for. I swear I haven't had a drink, and I'm sure it's the same car. Yeah, a dopey-looking guy with some gal. They went into the Museum of Archaeology and Natural History. Sure thing, I'll tail them.
So, you're trying to find out the precise origin of this crucifix. It must be quite important for you to have come all the way here at this time of night.
It really is, Clive, but there's no time to explain. What can you tell us about the crucifix?
I can assure you it's a matter of life and death.
Well, all right. Let's see. Quite a while ago, the museum trustees acquired the latest three-dimensional scanner for the museum's analysis laboratory. It's capable of analyzing the composition of any object, dating it, and performing a morphological study in order to catalog it. It has the most thorough art and archaeology database that exists in the whole world. We could most certainly use the scanner to delve into the origin of the crucifix.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go straight to the lab now.
Just one moment. Not so fast. Our first predicament is the poor condition the crucifix is in. It's obviously coated with a layer of filth that will make it impossible for the scanner to perform an accurate analysis. We must restore the crucifix first, if the scanner is to work properly.
Well, let's restore it then. You can do it, can't you, Clive?
I'm afraid not. I'm an anthropologist, not a restoration specialist. That sort of job must be performed by Dr. Oliver, the museum's finest art restorer. She just happens to work down the corridor at the restoration laboratory. She's there at this very moment.
Yes, let's go talk to her now.
Hold on, there's another problem. In 3 days, the museum will be opening an exhibition on Mayan art. We're already behind schedule and Dr. Oliver is overwhelmed with work, trying to restore all the pieces for the exhibition. I'm truly sorry, but you'll have to wait for the doctor to finish her work before having the crucifix restored. And I doubt that will happen for at least 3 days.
3 days? No way. I can't wait 3 days. Professor Silva's waiting for me in California.
This is unbelievable, Brian. You're already thinking of leaving me here defenseless?
No, I wouldn't do that. But I can't wait for 3 days either. I'm going to talk with this doctor and try to get her to restore the crucifix tonight.
Oh, dear. You can try to, Brian, but I'm warning you. Susan Oliver is not an easy woman to sway. If I were you, I certainly wouldn't dare make such a proposition until she's completed all her work for the exhibition.
Well, I have to try. You said she was next door, right?
Yes, through the first door on the left when you leave my office. Good luck, my friend. You'll be needing it. Listen here, Gina. What do you say if we take a little stroll around the museum and I show you some of its hidden mysteries?
A stroll?
I see you haven't changed a bit, Clive. Anyway, we'll meet up here in a little while.
I don't know. Well, all right. Let's take a stroll.
Hello? Dr. Oliver?
Yes, who are you?
Pleased to meet you, Doctor. My name's Brian Basco. I brought you an object to be restored. It's a crucifix, which...
Listen, boy, this wretched son of Uxitsa has taken me 2 weeks of work to finish. And all of the numbered objects on these shelves here have to be restored by the time the Mayan art exhibition opens in 36 hours.
But this is an emergency, Doctor. There are lives at stake.
My life will be at stake if the items on those shelves aren't ready for the exhibition, all right?
Okay, let's see. So we got some speech selections.
Doctor, it is of the utmost importance that you restore this crucifix right now.
Look here, boy. Didn't I make myself clear? I have to restore all of the numbered items on the shelf. Every last one. In 36 hours. If I don't have a hernia first, that is.
Good Lord. She is angry.
Yeah.
What is the son of Uxitza?
It's the most important piece on display at the Mayan exhibition. A stone mask with a large ruby set in the forehead. It was recently found at a temple in Piedras Negras in Honduras. I've been working to restore it and leave it in perfect condition for 2 weeks. I have no doubt that it will be the centerpiece of the exhibition.
You must take pride in your work.
Despite a lack of certain indispensable means, my work has been praised by the most prestigious of journals. So, yes, I suppose there is a reason to feel pride.
What an angry old woman.
Are you a specialist in the art of the Maya?
I'm a specialist in art. A professional, if you know what that word means.
No.
Where's the mask you mentioned?
It's such a priceless piece that it won't be placed in the exhibit until the very last moment. It's held in a special vault that's kept at the ideal temperature and humidity needed to preserve the mask.
Just what does your work consist of?
My job is to restore works of art. And let me tell you something. No one in the world does it better than I do.
What are you doing right now?
I'm getting a kick out of the fact
right
that
now, I'm using a small lathe to clean up
time.
Any
I know, right?
Then a laser smooths it out.
How are the pieces cataloged?
The museum uses the latest scanner, which examines the piece using radiation. After determining the age and makeup of the item, the database is searched and a report is issued. Of course, an expert opinion is required at that point. Thinking is so simple. Don't you think I might work more efficiently if you leave me alone?
Must be pretty interesting to work in this museum.
It could be interesting if I were an employee, but actually, I'm a downtrodden slave. I've been asking for an assistant to help me get this department in shape for months, and the only thing I get back are letters about a lack of funds. They're a swarm of parasites, I'm telling you!
It's a museum. Of course you're getting letters about a lack of funds.
Well, let's see. She's walking over to another machine. She's walking back.
Some of the objects have a numbered sticker under them. The number must show what order they're supposed to be restored in.
All right, let's see if there's anything we can swipe in here.
It looks like some sort of talcum powder container. I may be needing this.
I was going to say, do I have to take some sabotage in order here?
No.
It'd be a briefcase full of varnish. They're all... I'll take this one here. It's colorless, but it could come in handy. I think all of those objects have been restored already. It doesn't look very powerful. I think it could be made stronger by putting in a larger ruby.
It's a laser.
Old-fashioned cartoony style laser?
Nah.
It's empty. I don't think any of these things will help me at all. It for the object that's next on the list to be restored. Done. The doctor didn't even notice. The way it's shaped, it'd be a spiffy bottle opener.
A strange Mayan object.
Oh. We have now.
All right, I think that's all we can do in here for now.
Hmm.
Let's see. What's this?
No doubt about it. Ah. The laboratory for doing analyses has got to be behind this door.
Why does it do that?
This controls access to the analysis laboratory.
Okay, let's go downstairs, I guess. We can talk to the janitor, I suppose.
Hello?
Hey, you're a friend of Clive's, aren't you? I saw you come in with him and that hot babe.
Yes, my name is Brian. Brian Basco.
Brian? Dude, what a name! Are you a geek or what? I'm Willie. I'm in charge of administration here at this dump.
Administration? You mean maintenance and all that, right?
No, dude. I mean I'm gonna smack you silly if you don't quit yapping. I'm not a maid, I'll have you know. This whole museum would go to pot if it wasn't for me. And besides, you should know that I run my own small business.
Okay, guy, calm down. What kind of small business are you running?
Let's just say I represent a laboratory equipment factory. Here. Take one of my cards in case you need any of our fine products.
It sounds like he's involved in the illicit drugs business.
Laboratory equipment. There's a phone number on it. Thanks, I'll keep it in mind. About that business of yours?
Hello? Hey, Mr. Potter! Yeah, you know, it's always a pleasure to do business with you. What do you need this time? 100x eyepiece for an optical microscope? I'll have to see if they're in stock. But I probably can. Let me check with the warehouse, okay? Call me back in 10 minutes. Sure, sure. We'll discuss price later.
Oh, he's a fence, isn't he?
Same to you,
no.
Mr. Potter. See ya. Hey, dude. Let's drop the small talk. I got other affairs going on. Well, you know how it is. Business is business.
Okay, okay, goodbye. He's going up the stairs. Let's see where to. Look at him jive along.
He walks funny. Oh, he's walking to that locked door.
No way! Willie knows the combination to get into the analysis laboratory. I don't know how he got the combination because I highly doubt he's authorized to go in there. Now I think I know where the laboratory equipment factory that Willie supposedly represents is really located.
All right, well, let's head up there, I guess. All right, now I think I got an idea. Let's use,
I'd better wait for Willie to leave the laboratory.
Oh. How do I do that?
I'd better wait for...
Maybe if I just go in here and then go back out. Let's see if the go in one room and come back trick worked. Let's use the colorless varnish on the access code
Good
panel.
Idea. Go for it.
Yeah.
Now I can't touch any of the keys. If I leave a fingerprint behind, it would ruin the entire plan. The next thing I have to do is get Willie to enter the combination that opens the door, so his fingerprints are left behind on the right keys. It's a public phone. Good idea. I'll call Willie and try to get him to enter the analysis laboratory. That way, I can try to find out the access code. I hope the number on that business card he gave me is his real phone number.
Hello?
Mr. Dustin?
Yeah, that's me. What can I do for you?
Where did we learn his last name?
Frank Steiger.
That's a good question, isn't it?
Told me you could furnish me with some products that I need.
Sure. It's a pleasure to do business with a friend of Mr. Potter's. He's one of my best customers, you know. By the way, your voice sounds familiar. Do we know each other, Mr. Steiger?
No, I don't think so.
Well, anyway, what can I do you for?
Well, I was interested in some eyepieces. Yeah, eyepieces for optical microscopes.
Whoa! This must be repeat request night. Seems like everyone's looking for the same thing.
Come again?
Nothing, Mr. Steiger. Just running off at the mouth. Tell me, what kind of eyepieces do you need? I can tell you I got a nice set of 100Xs.
Well, I was looking for some 200X eyepieces, actually.
200, huh? Well, I'll have to check the warehouse. Call me back in 10 minutes and I'll tell you if we have any in stock.
Okay, talk to you soon then.
Talk to you soon, Mr. Steiger.
He's coming up now. I'll hide behind here. I should wait for Willie to leave the lab before going in there myself. It'd be embarrassing for the two of us to run into each other.
All right. Let's use the talcum powder brush on the access code panel.
Perfect. Now I can tell which keys have Willie's fingerprints on them and guess the combination. I'll only dust the keys that have varnish on them. Cool. Now I can tell Willie's fingerprints apart from mine, no problem.
He seems
and it looks like the varnish
this.
Dried completely with the powder on it. So now I can press the keys without having to worry about erasing the fingerprints. The numbers that make up the code are 1, 3, 7, and 8. All I have to do is figure out the right combination. If I remember right, when I saw Willie enter the combination, the sounds the keys made went something like...
Oh my god. Alright, so if it's anything like a telephone,
yeah, we that's
thinking
it.
The same
8137. I won't forget that combination.
Alright.
It's pretty dark in here. But I'd better not turn on the lights. I don't want anyone to find me here.
Yes. Let alone the camera in the room, but I guess the camera we just ignore? I don't know. What's this?
It looks like a thermal chamber used to keep pieces of art under ideal conditions of temperature and humidity.
Ah.
The Sun of Uxitsa star display at the Mayan art exhibition has gotta be in there.
Yeah.
The ruby on that thing is huge. I wouldn't want to have to use this, so I'd better watch how I handle the devices in here.
First aid kit. What's this?
It's an old key or something. Maybe I'll find a place to use it. Well, how about that? There was a note under it. Let's see. Clive, here is the ancient Aztec key all clean and polished like you requested. Next time, don't wait so long before having it cleaned. It was disgustingly filthy. See you next Monday. Signed by a guy named Ron. So, the key belongs to Clive. Well, I'll just give it to him later. Locked up tight.
Alright,
it must be crucial. Let's take a peek. I know it can't be opened manually. I think you have to push that button over there to open it.
Okay, let's walk to this side of the room. What's this thing? Scanner?
This must be the high-tech scanner that Clive was talking about. It looks like it can date and analyze the makeup of a piece of art, as well as performing a morphological study on the piece in order to catalog it using an enormous database. It will undoubtedly help me find out more about the crucifix once I've had it restored.
Okay. What's over here? Tank.
It's filled with liquid nitrogen.
Ooh.
I'm quite familiar with these from my university days.
I want.
It can be dangerous. I won't play around with that unless it's for a good reason.
Oh. This is very strange background noises.
It is. And I'm just chugging around through my morning duties right now as I doodle daddle.
Okay. Alright, I don't think there's anything else I can do in here for now. Oh, there's a
it's
device.
It's an electron microscope.
Oh, electron microscope. Well. Okay. Ugh. Let's see if we can get to, let's go to Clive's office.
I can see that Gina and Clive have gone on that casual little stroll around the museum. There's no doubt about it. Clive's the same old guy as ever. He'd ignore his own mother to chase after a woman.
Let's examine his desk.
Let's see. This is a 2-volume treatise on anthropology. I was never very interested in this subject, but I may need the books to find my way around the museum. Hey, look what was hidden under the books on the table. It's an X-shaped crack.
Huh. I wonder if our strangely shaped key will work in there.
Yes, I bet the key fits perfectly.
Okay, calm down.
Ow.
Aha! Look what we have here. A hidden safe. It's a voice recorder. Well, okay. I'll just borrow it from Clive for a while. Then I'll give it back to him. No way! I can't take Clive's private documents.
Sure you can.
I suppose Clive keeps it there in case of an emergency. No, I'd never steal money from anyone, especially not a good friend.
All right. I hear something in the background.
There's not a soul in the street. Just that munchkin over there, who seems to be waiting for someone.
What is that? Is somebody driving a vehicle? I think somebody's PTT's causing problems again.
It's not me, I think, this time.
Uh-huh. Well...
I hear it too, so I know it's not me.
Yes, Sean.
It's not me, but
no, it is you.
Mowing,
I can see that
someone's
it's you
mowing
because
the lawn outside, but it shouldn't be coming through when I'm locked.
Well, then your push to talk isn't working. So, just so you know, all
and
right.
I'm the weirdo that has.
I can't
the 3D
go out of the office and just
the
leave the hidden safe open.
Ugh. Close the hidden safe.
It must be bleed through then. From the thingy, some stuff bleed through. Beep.
There are different types of coffee. Cappuccino, espresso, cafe au lait, ice blended mocha. I think the little red light that's on means it's out of coffee.
Alright, well, it's just about time to stop, so I'm gonna save.
In front of a coffee dispenser.
Yes. And we will call it. Alright, so we're saved. We'll call it a night. And, so that was fun finishing up Brutal Legend. And,
That was fun, but yeah, we'll have to go soon anyway.
We'll start up, Runaway. Yeah. Next week, unless we do something else.
No, I'm enjoying
so,
it. So
I'm enjoying it myself.
Unfortunately, of course, I won't be back. So I'll see you again in sometime.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very good.
All right. So stay tuned for automation. I don't know. Yeah. I don't think he's been on in ages, but. Unfortunately.
Well, automation can be fun. You never know what you'll get. So, stay tuned.
Yeah.
And Willie Beamish will fade us out.
Yes.
Yay.
So, goodbye.